Wrong one. Okay, we're going to do attendance. Councilperson Phil Sacco.
Here.
Councilperson Daphne Jones.
Here.
Councilperson Dave Kolek.
Here.
Councilperson Dan Fusco.
Here.
Supervisor Gregory Sacco.
Here. All right, I need a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the October meeting.
I'll make that motion.
My second day.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
We have Linda Hiatus, early privilege of the floor.
I just wanted to give you the budget for the snow fest for this year. We had to raise it up, not only raise it up like $50 because of things that's gone up. Our theme this year will be the Olympics to coincide with the Winter Olympics. And we've had a rise in attendance ever since its inception in 2014. It's widely received by the residents, and the children have a wonderful time outdoors in the winter. We hope to have similar entertainment as we have in the past years and stay within our budget. We do hope to keep a tight rein on spending and have always come in under budget. The date of the Snowfest is February 7th, 2026, at the Wilderness Park from 1 to 4. Hope to see you all. As a side note, this will be my last year as chairperson of this event. We began in 2014, and this will be our 13th year. I can't speak for the rest of the committee, but we do hope someone much younger will step into taking over and keeping this special town event going. Thank you for always making my job a bit easier by approving my request. It has been fun for me every year, but age is creeping in and this whole body is rejecting the cold.
Well, thank you, Linda. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Linda.
All right, we're going to roll right into new business, Resolution 52-2025. It's a general budget, including special districts and improvement district budgets, 2026. Be it resolved that the town board of the town of Deerfield hereby adopts the preliminary general budget for 2026 as the annual budget for the town of Deerfield, including all special and improvement districts. I need a motion. Somebody like to entertain a motion to approve Resolution 52.
I'll second.
Is there any further discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
We got to make the one change to the elected officials.
Oh, yes, I noticed that.
We'll make that note.
Yes.
Resolution 53-2025, Local Law Number 3, Unsafe Buildings. Be it resolved that the town board of the town of Deerfield hereby approves the attached local law on unsafe buildings. The local law will become effective upon filing with the Secretary of State. Would someone like to entertain a motion to approve Resolution 53-2025?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
All right, we're going to roll right into late privilege of the floor.
Right?
It's not on my sheet.
I'm sorry. It's on a separate sheet.
Thanks
today.
For grabbing that, yeah. Yeah, official reports first. County Legislator Dave Buck left a report for review. Councilperson Phil Sacco.
Thank you. I did have my report on the unsafe building local law. The only other thing I have is I've been working with Sam, and he spoke in the past about the need for an 84-inch snowblower that goes on the town skid loader because of last winter's tough snow. A lot of people got buried in their driveway, and this will help alleviate that by being able to blow it out of the way. So Sam gave me three quotes. Evans Equipment was $16,000. Admar Construction was $12,618. White's Farm Supply was $12,818.75. So Admar was the low bid. Kind of right now, I'd like to know how the board feels about purchasing it by resolution at the December 8th meeting. I think it'd be a good addition to help out our residents. I don't know how everybody feels. Would you be in favor of purchasing that?
I'm in favor of that.
Okay. Just to let everybody know, employees don't sleep because of the budget. The highway budget, we're kind of in the soup, but that's good because we spent a lot of money on services, blacktop and stuff. The general fund's in great shape, and we still have fourth quarter sales tax. So no matter what happens, we'll make the highway budget whole and end up in the black in both funds. Nothing as good as last year where we bought all that equipment and I paid cash, but still a good year. I mean, we got a lot done, but I think we should know, you know, that we kind of spend it all, but for a good cause. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Councilperson Daphne Jones.
A couple things. The website recordings, there's two different options now. Before, the most options were to download, which led to confusion and loss of access, I think. Now you can either download and save to a device and listen as many times as you want, or you can just play it by hitting the play button on the website. Newsletters, I reached out to PJ Green through Karen. I've gotten an email from them in the past when we were doing the updating on the website with the newsletters. I asked them if they could forward me the newsletters digitally so that I can put them on the website instead of them sending it to Karen, Karen sending it to me. So I'm happy to say that I received the fall newsletter in the afternoon of October 24th, and it was uploaded to the site by Monday the 20th before I even got my newsletter. So that's pretty cool. Website domain change. On the 29th, I submitted a request for the town of Deerfield to change the website from .org to .gov. Unfortunately, with the government shutdown, nothing is being processed. So hopefully we can get it resolved before the deadline is the 21st, but I'm sure there will be something if the government shutdown keeps going. Just in case people aren't aware, this is to be in compliance with the .gov Act, in particular the 21st Century Integrated Digital Experience Act and the Implementation Guidance M-23-22, delivering a digital-first public experience. Just to let everybody know, when I did submit that, there was a lot of guidelines I had to follow, and there's only certain things I could submit requests on, a primary and a secondary. So if the domain requests go through, it'll be townofdeerfieldny.gov. My secondary request was townofdeerfieldnys.gov, mainly because there's Deerfield in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, and this makes it so that it's our website in New York State. There's other towns that have the same style, townofnewhartfordny.gov, townofschuylerny.gov, townofparisny.gov. Notably, Marcy, Whitesboro, Utica, and many others haven't completed this change at this time either. And that is all.
All right, thanks, Daphne. Mm-hmm. Councilperson Dave Kolick.
I have nothing to report this morning.
All right, Councilperson Dan Fusco.
You want me to fill in for you? Come up with a couple of go right ahead. No, I actually don't have much. I just got a report from a resident who's having troubles with a neighbor with, I guess, radically out of control dogs. So they called the animal control people. And I'm saying this because I want clarification on it. And they were told that they had to submit a written complaint, but they wanted to do it anonymously. And they said they were unable to do it anonymously. They had to have a name attached to it, but they fear retribution from the dog owners. I don't believe that's true. I remember speaking to, I think it was the sheriff's about that. Does a report have to have a name attached? I think when you report it to the police, you do, but it could go publicly anonymous. So can we check on that and see if someone can make it anonymous?
I can't prosecute a dog violation without a witness, and I need the name of the person who's...
Is that what it is? That's the law. Okay.
Yeah. Well, unless the dog control officer observes it, which we've done that here a couple of times.
So the dog control officer can go to the resident and witness that there's a problem.
Then that's my witness. Yeah, that's my witness.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that.
If not, if it happened and the dog control officer wasn't there, the dog control officer takes a supporting deposition or an affidavit from the complainant, and then we go to court, we arraign, and then if we have to go to a trial, I have to call that person as a witness.
Okay.
To be my burden.
Got it. Thank you for the clarification. I'm happy to hear about the .gov. Thank you very much for doing that. I've been tracking that since, you know, earlier. Remember we talked about that February, March of last year. I just want to comment that when you have .gov, it becomes an official mouthpiece for the town. And, you know, that's required by law. So things you put up there is official statements. I've been getting attacked because I block people. Now we also have, you all got something. I wish I could block it because I think it's ridiculous. We'll address that later. But I have a personal Facebook page, and I can put whatever I want up there, and I can block anyone who constantly harasses me. So with the .gov, you can't block people. You can't selectively block users from coming to a .gov website. So I think that's what .gov ensures. A personal page is different than that. So I'm happy to see that the website is now making that distinction. .org is an organization. They have the right to control their audience. So
I had a couple, actually, copies. I don't know if anyone got them, of all of the verbiage that was on the website as I was doing it that tells you what you can and cannot do legally. So if you'd like a copy, I can show you. But it basically says no malicious cyber intent, no political campaigning, no commercial advertising.
This is for the town website?
This is for any government website. These are guidelines for a governmental website.
Yeah. It's very well laid out for a government website. And that .gov designates it as such, whereas .org is not. So I'm glad we're taking care of that. I really think that's about it. There's a couple other things, but after the executive session, I see it's really not necessary to address them. So that's my report.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fosco. Town Clerk Karen Day.
I just wanted to mention that last week I did have some problems with the telephone. My specific phone for the clerk, it kept cutting out. I did call I called Northland telephone, and it appeared to be a wiring issue. However, I was told that the phone system is over 15 years old, and with all the new advancements that are out there, we might want to consider upgrading, which could make the whole system actually less expensive than going through Spectrum and all of that. So they did send me an email with the information, which I'll forward to you guys to look
in. Did they fix your phone in the meantime?
Yes, he did. He came over. Tax season is not far away. I've started getting calls from mortgage companies, and the county is starting to look for their startup information. And that's about it for the clerk. Do you want me to just move on?
Go right ahead.
I'm also reporting on the youth program, which is going very well. We have three events under our belts already. We did roller skating, and we did...
My body hurt the next day. It was not
we did do roller skating, and we did Teal Farm Halloween Pumpkin Farm, and we also joined up with the zoo and did the spooktacular. We're trying to do two events each month, and so I have them scheduled, and then that all the way through the rest of 2025, and then when 2026 comes, I will have a schedule for that too. And that's it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Highway Superintendent Sam.
Yep, end of the year, we've been pretty busy. We finished our last paving project on Hedgewood Place. Still got to do some crack sink into the driveways and stuff. Hopefully we're going to get, well, I think it's a couple hours to do it. Hopefully we're going to grab a little good weather so we can get that completed. I want to talk a little bit about the newest MS4 permit that's out there. I just finished the 18th month on a new permit reporting, sent that in. I think, Gregory, you just signed the paperwork for that because I had to go in. This permit's pretty cumbersome for me. And everybody's saying the same thing from the classes I've been doing on it. So I reached out to Al Swerzik. We need to do some more plans and things that the two-year requirements require, the three-year requirements and five-year requirements. So Al, if the board agrees, is willing to help us out with that, get the that permitting stuff, so make it so we don't get fined in the future. It's getting quite cumbersome now. So if the board agrees, I can.
I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. He says he does it for Marcy and a few other towns, Whitestown. And
so he's familiar with the process.
He's familiar with the process.
Yeah, Municipal, is that municipal sewer?
Municipal stormwater.
Stormwater.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll do it for us and charge Marcy. Yes.
We'll go down that road later. We finished hauling sand the last day of October. We borrowed Westmoreland's screener and stacker this year, which was a heck of a lot safer than climbing that pile with loader we've been doing for the last how many years. But that's done for this year. We're just waiting for our last loads of salt to come in. Plow equipment's 99% all on. Trucks are all interstate inspected and serviced, so we're all ready to go over the season. Last month you heard me talk about our leaf equipment truck. There was a mess up in the computer in it when they downloaded. That has since been, Syncon came and did the repair on that. So that's up and going. We're on our third time around right now. But in fact, we'll be out again after this storm gets through, and then Mel will be back out, hopefully for the last time, collecting the last little leaves out there. Several maintenance projects at the highway garage board should think about in the future. I know we were going to. We kind of got dinged on our cold storage building where the dumpsters are stored with the roof. The birds are getting in there. You know, we talked about it several years ago, reskin that building and put a new roof on it. Maybe it's something we can budget for a year or two down the road to get done. Our fuel building needs a new door on the front. We're keeping it together, but something to think about. We're still trying to finish up the last few culvert replacements people have permits for. We did get a couple done the other day. We got one more I want to get done this year. Hopefully we'll get that done fairly soon. The new Freightliner chassis we ordered about a year ago has just come back from the upfitter. It's in Syracuse right now. They got to finish the inspection and an update on it. So hopefully we'll see that truck within the next week or so, I hope. Got an update today on that. All the CHIPS paperwork has been turned in. It passed through down here at the state. So we should be checks coming out. That's a $254,000 check for all of our reimbursements for road repairs this year. All that paperwork's into the state, tentatively been approved, so it moves forward. They usually cut the checks about the first week in December. Somewhere's in there. They'll cut the check, so the town should be getting a check for that. Did receive an update. I don't know if Gregor, you saw it or not, on Firehouse Road Bridge replacement from JMT.
They sent a
copy of that. I don't know if you were copied on that report. Here's a copy of the letter he sent me. That most of that project that was slated to start in 26, that moved to 27. Now he's looking to do a meeting with the town, the state, and the county, because everything's gone up about 210% on the bridge beams and the concrete and all that. So almost double the cost of what the official engineering and the cost of the bridge is going to be. So I don't know where that's going to go. That was all grant money I applied for, got approved, so I don't know where that's going to go until after the meetings. I'm sure you'll be notified when that happens. And that's all I got.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
Yep.
Buildings and codes, Mr. Maxwell left a report for review. Assessor Matt Belusic left a report for review. Planning board, Patty.
Okay, we set our meetings for 2026, the regular monthly meetings. They were accepted. We also had a motion to have Gabe Greco continue as our secretary. That's our recommendation to the town board. We started reviewing the battery energy storage and EV charging regulations. We got some preliminary sections done. The board members were happy with that draft, so we'll continue adding the body and definitions and some final sections in to tie up the ordinance. Also, Mr. Bisak was at the planning board meeting, and he had some concerns regarding the study you're doing with sewer capacity and how it affects Bank of America, but he also sent me an email, and I attached it to your package, so you could just read that as a brief summary of what he talked about at the meeting. And the other thing that occurred since through October was Mr. Fusco did some radio interviews, and as chairman of the planning board, some of the information he had on the interviews was not exactly correct, so I wanted to clarify for people. So I posted comments on the website for Talk of the Town, but I also posted comments on Councilman Fusco's page at the time, which was Councilman Fusco. He has since changed it to a private page, but at that time it was his official page. As a background, I had a conversation back and forth with him on October 11th, and he asked me questions. I answered them. We had a good conversation. The following week, he did another radio interview. Again, there were some discrepancies. I corrected them. Apparently, he was not satisfied with my corrections from the interview on the 17th, and he blocked me at that point and deleted my comments. So at that time, that was still his counseling's page, and that is clearly a violation of my First Amendment rights and the act of trying to get information out to the public.
Please.
As the chairperson of the planning board. And that's included, that package of the conversations and screenshots is included in my report.
Okay. Thank you, Patty. ZBA and seniors, Laura. Well, Laura's not here.
She left her report.
Oh, that's right. She's got a report for her.
She had two.
Like the first report.
Two variances. They were both area variances. They were approved. And I think the seniors were having something for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving this Thursday.
Thanksgiving lunch.
I know I'll be there.
historian Mr. Fauci is not available. He left a report. He did leave a report for review.
Yeah, nice.
Parks Committee, Debbie Burke.
So we'd like to schedule another adult snowshoe event for the closest full moon we got is January 31st. So it would be the week before the Snowfest. But ours is more for adults. So we can put that on the calendar and approve that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
January 31st.
January
31st. It's a Saturday.
Snowshoe.
Full moon is actually, I think, Sunday. But all the other full moons were like in the middle of the week, so that's how we picked the 31st.
Okay, do you have a time or?
Probably like 6 to 9, something like that.
Okay.
I have to look at the sunset and all that. I'll get it to you.
Yeah, as soon as, yeah, and then we'll put it on the website, and
I'll
we'll also put it on the friends and family Facebook page.
Yeah, I'll get
page.
A flyer made up.
Okay.
And then I just had a quick talk to Stephanie, who's on the Parks Committee with me, and we would be happy to take over the Snowfest as part of the Parks Committee, as long as you tell us what you do. So we'll be happy to do that next year.
Okay. We do have other volunteers as well, so. Okay.
Happy to join. Well, she just asked for volunteers.
Yes, I heard.
All right. Town Attorney, Mr. Schmidt.
I'll take a report. Thank you.
Okay. I will report right now at this time before we go into late privilege that the regarding the Pathstone project, the board will address this issue at a December 8th meeting. Still under the assumption that we cannot make a decision until we get the appropriate information that we've reached out to the parties to get. So with that, I'm going to open this up to the light privilege of the floor.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
The snowblower, do they have it in stock you were talking about?
Last I knew, they had two in stock.
not here locally, but they could get a hold of two of them. I don't know how that stands right now. That was like 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Do you want to pass the resolution now and purchase it for private by December?
If they don't mind, we can order it without the resolution being passed as long as we have
it. They won't want us, as long as we sign the paperwork saying we're going to pay for it.
Anybody got a problem with having them order it so
no.
we get it before April?
There was two around. I can't say that they're still around. It's getting that time of the season. Yeah. They're selling that stuff.
So I will check tomorrow for next month or
just
now.
Just have to wait a month.
Yeah.
We'll put on the December.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the make model for?
It's a Kubota brand. It's called Land Pride. It's actually their private builders for Kubota. Mm.
And one more thing, how often do you change your equipment, like excavators and loaders?
We've been on a 7-year rotation with our loaders and that equipment. For the simple reason is it always stays in really good shape. But that, you know, I mean, it's in good shape when we get rid of it. We usually get quite a bit of money for it. It doesn't cost us a ton of money to update it. That's worked really well for us. I can't say what the future is going to bring, but it's worked good not up to this point.
Last year, we spent $700,000 on new equipment, and it was all paid cash, no bond. Like we had a great year this week. Not as good, but still above the water line.
Thank you. Anyone else like privilege? Yes.
So I know a senior or two here has expressed.
Oh, can we just get your name, please?
Oh, sorry, Lynn Talpagino.
Okay.
I've heard a couple seniors express they'd be interested in downsizing and living in these apartments. So if a senior sells their paid off house for say $300,000 in today's market and puts that money in the bank, do they qualify to live in these apartments?
I'd have to look into that. I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out how it benefits our seniors and our
sure.
I'm assuming most of their properties are paid off if they've lived here 50 sure. years or
well,
so.
Well, I mean, I guess you could look at it like this. A senior would probably use a CD. So $300,000 would be $12,000 a year at 4%. That would probably get added on to whatever other income they have.
Right, but it's got to be counted as income, correct? You're not just going to go back.
Well, but it wouldn't be $300,000. It would be
interest.
It would be the income tax, whatever the income is. It would be.
They could probably go by their Social Security. Yes.
That would be part of
right, but you
gotta
add
the equation as well.
Now to their income,
their
monthly income.
Well, yeah. I mean, any kind of capital gain per year you have.
Right. So our seniors can't just downsize and go move there.
Well, they could have, depending on what their income requirements are.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Can they do that?
That's a question we'll have to find out.
We got Bathstone representative's yeah. wife, and she if married you, them after the meeting and discussed it.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
If you'd be willing
to. Like to talk with the people in front of you after the meeting.
Okay, I can ask them after the meeting. Okay, so another question I have is about fire. For a 65-unit building,
okay.
How many trucks need to respond? Just for a call, whether it's a false alarm or not. Do we know that answer?
No.
No, we don't have that answer.
Does Mercy's ladder have to come out to every call?
That's the jurisdiction
of the county
fire
coordinators make those decisions.
It would all come from mutual aid on how it's called in, whether it's medical.
So if everybody's out in,
automatic alarm.
Russia, like they were the other night,
mm-hmm.
Do we have enough coverage?
Yeah, they'll dispatch through mutual aid somebody there.
Right, but pretty much everybody was out in Russia the other night.
They'll still find somebody. They don't leave anything unattended.
Okay.
Or put people, fire departments that go on standby all the time for situations like that.
Okay, because if they could come here and maybe talk to us about some of this and explain it,
the fire department,
that would be nice.
I can surely reach out to the fire department.
Because I know we've asked before. And then my last question is, I saw that the planning board chair's term is up.
Yep.
Do you guys just reappoint? How does that work? Can anybody throw their hat in the ring?
That's, if you want to respond to that.
You appoint.
Yeah.
It's appointed by board approval.
Town board approves.
So if somebody else was interested, could they come to you and say, I'm interested?
Yes.
Yes.
Is there a list of qualifications somewhere that they need to have?
I have to look. I don't know.
Besides a PhD, you're good.
So if you don't have a PhD, you're good.
Is there a list, Bill?
That's a serious question.
Is there a list of qualifications?
I don't know the statute, but okay. I think it's your call.
Yeah. Right. We'll have the attorney look at the statute, and we'll get that information.
Yeah, all right, that's all I got for now.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? May privilege. Yes, Mr. Gassner.
I've been looking at the recommendation from SUNY. Let me read what they said. As president of SUNY, I am pleased to express my strong support for the Deerfield Department development, a project that will address one of our region's most pressing challenges, the need for accessible, high-quality workforce housing. Now, I also read the passed on response to Marianne, and it says the project is designated as affordable housing with a mix of income levels and bedroom sizes. There are 11 units of 30% AMI, 29 at 50, 25 at 60. Now, that precludes any workforce housing. It is impossible for anybody in the workforce to rent at this place. So I think that you should go back to SUNY and tell them that they have been misinformed. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gassner. Stephanie Montescalci, you had
yes. I just have a question. Does want to confirm Deerfield doesn't directly receive HUD funding? Oneida County does, I know, but does Deerfield directly?
We don't receive any HUD funding,
okay.
No.
That's what I thought.
Anyone else, late privilege? Yes.
I was wondering, Mary Rosen, are you going to follow up on what Rick Gassner just mentioned to the school, or is it going to just drop like it just did?
Well, I can't follow up on it right now, ma'am.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want me to call him right now? I'll follow up. Yes.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else, late privilege? Yes, sir.
I just had a question. My name is Michael Manson.
Yes.
I had a question just because what I heard earlier. Is Councilman Cusco, is he doing anything that could get the town in trouble in regards to his comments, his Facebook page, anything like that? Because I listen to him on the radio. I've been following him closely. And I really think that he represents a lot of us, how we feel. And I just don't want anyone to get in trouble because of, you know, some technicality. So if there's an answer for that, that's kind of...
I have provided counsel to Councilman Cusco and to the town board in relation to that.
Anyone else, late privilege? Mary. Oh, Mary, yes.
Okay. What happens to the estimates for the building, thing to go around, and the signing and all that stuff? That
we have two quotes so far. Mr. Fusco's needs to still get one more.
Did Buck put his quote in
there?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Can I ask a question on that? So we passed a resolution at the organizational meeting in January. Maybe I misunderstood it, but bids under 30,000 didn't have to go to a competitive bid.
No. Procurement policy.
What does that mean?
You have a procurement policy. I think it's under 30, you have to do 3 written quotes.
Third one's forthcoming.
20 and 35, I believe. I think it's 20 and 35 are the thresholds for public works and purchases.
As competitive as the roofing market is getting, it's difficult to get these guys to get back to you. So I'm working on it, and I'll email it directly to you.
Okay.
So we can get it ASAP.
Okay.
Are you able to open those and read them?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Good. Very good.
Yep. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Anyone? Yes, Debbie.
I have one question for Bill. Somebody asked a few months ago about the solar farm paying what they were supposed to pay to the town, and I've been in every meeting, and I don't know what the answer is. answer to that was if that got resolved?
It was to start within a certain described event. That certain described event has occurred and they did make the payment.
Okay. How much?
It was around $30,000, whatever the host community agreement was.
The yearly?
Yearly, yes.
4 years.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I noticed, just for the record, that that has been operating, according to the next service stats, at just, like, I think it's less than 17.5% efficiency. Just, I remember when, you know, we were talking about that, and they come in and tie at 24%, but just for the record, according to the NYSERDA stats, they're at 17.5%. They've generated something like 8,000 megawatts and 5,000 megawatt project, you know, in 8 months. So just for the record.
Yeah. Anyone else, late privilege? Yes, sir.
First of all, I'd like to thank everybody.
Can you just state your name, please, for the record?
Michael Calcagino.
Okay.
I'd like to thank everybody on both sides. Obviously, you guys put a lot of work into this, both sides. I know some people are for it, some people are not. I would like to address this to the Pathstone. What goes into, like, choosing and caring?
Yeah, so everything has got to be addressed towards me.
Okay, I'm going to... What goes into Pathstone, like, choosing the areas to go into? Is there, like, they do community studies, great area to put these projects in. I just want to know.
Yeah, well, again, if you're willing to stay after the meeting and speak to him, that's...
Well, the reason I'm asking is because there was a blanket, unprofessional comment made about the community. So I wanted to know why they would want to come here if we were so unprofessional. Because that was made to one of our, you know, assembly persons. So I will stay after and ask.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe we can find out what the comment about everybody was. And I'm not trying, this is not a gotcha moment, so I'm not that person. I really want to know what was said about people that have questions. Because if we don't ask questions, we're stupid. No matter if you're on the side that wants it, the side that doesn't want it, or the side that has asked questions just because they want to know. But I would love to know what was said about our community that we all care about.
Okay. What's that?
Vouchers.
Oh, yeah. Are we all set? Okay. We're going to move right along to, and there's no executive session, motion to pay bills. General fund bills, I need a motion to pay general fund bills 342 through 375.
Mm-hmm. I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Need a motion to pay highway fund bills 205 through 232.
Motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
I need a motion to pay sewer bills 10 and 11.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
I need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Is this yours? Oh, that's mine.
Oh.
I was looking for that.
Thank
I
you.
Needed it to highlight
motion carried.
My lines.